A quiet Springfield neighborhood is a great place for a family. Jamie Bowser is a single father in his mid-30s. He says there's something special about his house.
For me, it's a, it's a comfort thing. I mean, I've lived there for the last probably 8 years now, and it's just become my home, you know? I mean, my kids like it there, I like it there. There are a lot of benefits to owning your own place.
But like many people in the Miami Valley, Bowser has suffered setbacks, including a divorce and reduced hours at work, resulting in financial strain for him and his family. Soon he realized he was facing the fact that he could lose his home to foreclosure, so he called his lender.
It seems like every time that I would call the mortgage company, instead of getting like loan officers, I was talking with like customer service reps. They always wanted to tell me that, well, there's nothing that we can do. You just have to catch up your payments. They didn't really know what it was that I had to do or who to put me into contact with.
Bowser wasn't able to reach anyone to get a solution right away, so he turned to a woman named Kim Sprinkle. Sprinkle is a foreclosure prevention counselor with the Neighborhood Housing Partnership of Greater Springfield, a NeighborWorks organization that offers free counseling among other homeownership services. She says that when someone like Bowser calls her office, the first thing she goes over with them is the documentation that they need to bring in.
We have them bring in information that their lender normally requests, such as a couple months bank statements, like the last two pay stubs, tax returns, hardship letter explaining why they've gotten into this situation. A lot of people get hung up on that. They don't know what to write. So basically, they just put down what has happened to get them in that situation.
Once Sprinkle received Bowser's paperwork, she was able to contact his lender and negotiate a workout.
She's worked with the loan company, and she's helped me to get an agreement with them to where I could actually catch up my payments and get everything to where I'll actually be able to make the mortgage every month.
Bowser's workout was one version of a lender-borrower negotiation that counselors such as Sprinkle can arrange if the borrower meets the requirements.
They're doing what's called a loan modification, where they take the past due payments and put them at the end of the loan. To say, for instance, if you're due for 8 months, they just take all that and tack it on to the end. So it's kind of like a fresh start. People get back on track that way.
Sprinkle helped Jamie Bowser see things that were affecting his loan that he hadn't thought of before, such as the fact that it was co-signed by his spouse years ago. Bowser realizes that there are many issues that he should have considered before owning a home.
There were a lot of things that it would have been good to know as a first-time home buyer that I really wasn't aware of. And I know there are like classes that people can take for it, and I would recommend that first-time home buyers actually do that, because if you don't, you can get into a lot of trouble buying a house and not knowing what you're doing and going through it blind. It makes it kind of rough.
So the finance charge. If you have a purchase, like on a home, there will be an amount that is the finance charge that's separate. They'll show that to you independently.
This is a class in financial fitness held every Monday afternoon at the Clark County Department of Job and Family Services. Instructor Fred Blair teaches a curriculum that consists of financial planning, credit, savings, and taxes. The class is well attended by people from all walks of life and income brackets.
Most of us have learned through the School of Hard Knocks, after you make a bad mistake with money, okay, I'm not doing that again. So that's typically the training that most folks have had.
Classes such as Blair's are designed to address many underlying issues which may prevent future financial trouble. Kim Sprinkle with the Neighborhood Housing Partnership.
Studies are that if someone gets into classes prior to getting a loan, you know, we're not seeing those people in foreclosure because they're getting all the education that they need to know prior to. Because a lot of people walk into this blindsided, they have no clue what's going on.
You don't take into account that, you know, the pipes will leak, the water heater goes out, you got to replace it, the roof's going to leak, you got to replace that. The only thing you can say about rainy days or emergencies is they're going to happen. The way that you're prepared for them is what's going to make a difference.
Both Fred Blair and Kim Sprinkle believe that financial planning classes, which look at a family or individual's financial situation as a whole, are essential in addressing the foreclosure crisis in Clark County. For WYSO, I'm Juliet Frumholt.
How many of you have seen your credit report within the last year? How many of you know what your credit score is?